This is Reginald ATL coming to you from the lovely city of Atlanta via iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Google Play. Today, I am here with the lovely Rachel Winder from New York, New York.
How's it going?
I like that. How's it going? Was that a New York? How's it going right there?
That was, I guess, yeah.
So, Rachel, just a little bit of backstory here. Mm-hmm. When we met, and I had put out an ad, and then you replied to the ad, and you said that you were below, I said 25 or older. You were very open and transparent. It said that you were 23.
I look very young. I didn't think you'd believe that I was even 23. I think you'd be like, really? Oh, this 14-year-old really wants to be on a podcast.
I've had, so a 14-year-old replying to my ads here.
I was really just hoping to get murdered on Craigslist, but then I found a podcast and I was like, I'll do that instead.
Well, I mean, you can find both.
That's
but
true.
Fortunately, you found the podcast, mm-hmm. Instead of the murder. One of the things that we were talking about, and I made a sweeping generalization about your generation that I had to kind of take back. And I think when show prep, I told you about this. And that generalization is that I didn't really care for somebody around your age because you guys are usually not the most dependable mm-hmm. generation.
We're flaky.
Yeah, we're on a little bit of the flaky side. And so I definitely wanted to do a show on that. However, before we get into that subject matter, I definitely had to apologize to you because you are actually here. You showed up on time.
And I was 3 minutes early.
You were.
And which that's, is not, I'm which usually is fascinating. A little late. I'm usually a couple minutes late.
Well, I mean, at least you show up, that's you know, true. That's the most important thing. And another thing here, Rach, is like I met with a couple people this past week and they were age ranges from like 30 to like 37. I think it was like three people and it was 30 to 37 that I've talked to and met with, and they turned out to be the flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's clearly out of your generation. So I got to take that back. I don't take the selfie portion back.
No,
I called you the selfie
selfies.
Generation also.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
So
from someone personally who hates selfies.
So Rachel, are you anti-selfie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not very photogenic.
Do you have no selfies?
No, I don't have any pictures on my phone.
At all?
The pictures I have on my phone are pictures that my sister sent me of her dogs.
Really?
That's it. And they're the cutest dogs. Don't get me wrong. But there's nothing else.
Do you
else
take
on
animal
there.
Pictures yourself?
Yeah, my roommate has a dog for the time being. We're sort of watching a dog for our friend, but it's been like
so it's
two
somebody
months.
Else's dog.
Yeah, but she's really cute. Even her, I don't take a lot of photos. I can tell you on my phone, it's mostly screenshots of like things I need to remember later, directions, or a funny meme. 9 out of 10 times it's a funny meme.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you have more memes on your phone than you have actual selfies.
Yeah.
So do I need to change that to meme generation?
Yeah, that's probably more accurate. That's why people are like, there's this meme that's like, oh, the younger generation can't take a joke. And it's like, really? Because we spend all day just laughing at memes online. We just don't like racist jokes. That's what you're
right,
talking about.
Right, but jokes in general is fine. And yeah. Memes are like even better, basically.
Oh. Well, meme is kind of...
Because a picture, two-year joke is like, that's just taking it to another level.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, memes when they first came out were literally the idea of like a picture with words above it. And the words can keep changing, but it's the same picture. But modern or current terminology, a meme kind of just means like something funny you saw online.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because I have no
so it could literally be a GIF. And I'm like, look at that meme. GIF, I don't know. I say GIF.
Like so does it have like, so if it is a GIF or a GIF or whatever, mm-hmm. does it have to have the words on it to be a meme? Because you know how the meme format is kind of right. just like, you know, words.
Well,
and a picture.
So a GIF or a GIF is just like a moving picture. It's like a 2 second clip of like something from Friends or like a reaction shot of something. 9 out of 10 times it's probably from The Office. But that's technically what a GIF is. It's sort of like, you know how in math, a square can be a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
Wow. That's deep.
I right know there. A meme can be anything. So a GIF can be a meme, but a meme can't be a GIF.
Wow. That's very serious and very nicely broken down right there.
Thank you.
Another thing that we talked about here, Rach, and I definitely want you to expand upon this because we talked about you have an equal dislike of flakes, which is impressive to me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because that's one of the things that you have brought up before. And I can't stand it because I feel like they're ruining lives and breaking up happy homes all across
yes.
this land. You know?
Absolutely.
So you said to Rachel yourself that there was three types of flakes. Mm-hmm. And this is very interesting. So can we go over those three?
I have a theory.
Okay. So let's go into that theory.
So there's three types of flakes. The first one is sort of the one that people think is the most common. It's the most, it's the stereotypical one.
Okay.
It's somebody who is just very blasé and probably like kind of a free bird. And they just like, they'll be there, but they'll be there like an hour late. Like they just don't really think about.
Is that much. Because you feel like that type of flake is because that. OK, so that's a stereotypical flake.
This is someone who has
the one that people think of usually when they're thinking about a flake.
This is someone who just has no sense of time.
OK.
They're just like, yeah, I'll be there. I'm on my way. When it's like, you're not really on your way, but it's not like they just sort of like Phoebe from Friends.
Right. They're so
just
it's not really like malicious intent or anything like that. It's just kind of like, would you say it's like an airheadness or yeah, like a absolutely. Type of situation?
Very much an airheadness. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess what situations like that, when you, how do you deal with that type of flake? How does Rachel deal with that flake?
You tell them to come an hour before you're actually going to be there.
Nice.
plan to meet like right where they are. So like either you go to them, or.
So then they have to be there.
Then they have to be there or, be like, oh, we're going to meet at this pizza place. Outside of your house.
Nice.
That's kind of how you deal with it. Or you just kind of, I don't know. I had someone in my life that I didn't totally kick them out of my life, but I took a step back and I was like.
Kicking them out of your life. That sounds like kicking them out of a house. Like you're kicking them out of your life.
I waited outside of a restaurant for him for an hour and he said he was on his way. And
was that up north in New York?
That was in New York.
Was it cold?
It was like fall, so it was getting cold.
Okay.
I waited outside.
I waited outside
at a pizza place, and then by the time they came, I was like, I was in town visiting. Actually, I was still living here, but I went back home to visit people, and I waited outside for an hour for him, and then he was like, kept saying he was on his way, and I was like, you keep using relative terminology, like almost there I need more specifics. Are we talking 10 minutes? Are we talking an hour?
So on the way could be literally just walking out of my house, like anywhere. I just walked out.
I don't
or I could be right there.
I don't like relative terminology. Don't tell me like we're almost done. Tell me like we'll be done in 10
you
minutes.
You want the specifics, yeah. Basically, is what you're saying.
Relativity is.
So you felt that he felt fit into that first, one. Okay. So let's talk about that second.
The second one is somebody who sort of, this is the person that will ghost you, but it's not purposeful. This is somebody who is so much empathy. Care so much about other people that they can't say no to plans. And then they're so overbooked with plans because they care so much about your feelings that they don't want to hurt your feelings. But then, you know, come the day where you're supposed to make plans, they're just so overwhelmed with what they have to do that they completely shut down. That they're just like in their room in a fetal position. And this is the person that like won't call you or text you. They just won't show up. And then you call them and you're like, hey man, like what the heck? What the hell? And they won't respond to hours later. And then they'll text you like, sorry, had this thing I had to do. Because that person is just, they have so much anxiety and mm-hmm. they care so much that they just shut down. And this is a person who their biggest issue is honestly, it's an emotional immaturity.
Really?
Yeah.
At any age?
At any age, yeah.
Okay.
I knew someone like this who I actually just had to totally kind of shut out of my life because it was so much more hurtful that they just never got back to me. And I knew why, because I knew her really well. And I think one of our first conversations, she had ditched plans and I said, look, if you're telling, I don't think you're a flaky person. You don't have a flaky personality.
Right.
Flaky personality being that first person.
The first stereotypical flaky. Right.
You don't have a flaky personality. So tell me now if you're flaky, because if you are, we're not going to go much farther than here. And if you're not, like, cool, let's hang out. She said, I'm not flaky. And she literally was like, but sometimes I get overwhelmed. I was like, okay.
That's flaky with an explanation is what it sounds like. And that's kind of like the overcaring flake. You know, that's kind of a person who is
She's not a bad person, but it like hurt too much to just like always make these plans with her and then always get disappointed when they didn't happen.
So did she just no correspondence whatsoever? Like, let's say you make a plan today. Let's say, for example, if today is Monday and you make plans for Saturday.
Right.
Does she not call Saturday or do you not hear from her throughout the week? Or how does that usually go?
Sometimes she would text me and be like, oh, sorry, this thing came up. And then sometimes she just straight wouldn't even.
No correspondence whatsoever.
There was only one time where I like took a day off work because she wanted to make plans. And I mean, I work as a waitress, so it's not that. Actually, at the time, I was still working as a waitress. I work at a waitress, so it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally.
I mean, time is time. Time is time, Rachel. No matter what you do, time is time. And I don't care if I'm doing nothing.
For people.
Do not do it. Yeah. And, because, you know, I'm on a rant on flakes today. Like I talked to a friend. He got me all lathered up about these flakes.
We're talking about Frosted Flakes, right?
We could be talking about Frosted Flakes. I feel a little bit better about those.
Next week's episode, Frosted Flakes.
On the next week's episode. So your third flake type, which type is that?
So the first, this is actually, I would say, the most common one, specifically of my generation. Although, as you can see, not just a generational thing.
Right. No, not at all.
This is somebody who is just very unempathetic. So apathetic?
Kind of empathetic, which I think is the...
They're unempathetic. Right. Thank you. So this is somebody who just doesn't have the ability to think about somebody else. So it's, again, it's not... I wouldn't say that they're a bad person, just in a very, like...
I don't like those people.
Innately... I don't really like them either. It's a very innately selfish person, but it's not like a... They don't think about it. It's not like, oh, I could hang out with this person, but nah, I'm going to go... eat candy instead.
So that apathetic is that. So empathetic is feeling like kind of empathizing with people's emotions. Right. Apathetic is kind of just more self-absorbed.
Right. So it's just like it's an innate inability to not think about someone else. So like when I do something, I'm like, okay, how is this going to affect the people around me?
Right.
Because I think it's partially how you were raised, and then partially probably just like a genetic component that some people are more empathetic than others.
Mm-hmm.
But this person, this type of person, just can't. They can't think about somebody else. It's just the thought doesn't cross their mind.
Did you know somebody like this as well who's into this category?
Yeah.
So you have a personal example of each one. Is that how your theory kind of came to be, so to speak?
It came to be
having
because,
people that were kind of personifying each one of these.
Because I would talk about this person and I would talk about my frustrations with them, and someone would go, oh, they're flaky. And I would go, no, it's not that simple, because when I think flakiness, I think of that first person, but it's more than nuanced
flaking.
Exactly. This person, and this is probably, like, in all honesty, the worst one, because it just is a selfish person.
Okay.
And you want to shake them and be like, think about other people, but they just can't. I lived with someone who was like this, and I was in a play, and the only thing I asked for him was to come to my play. And then the last day when he said he was going to come, the day of, he was like, oh, I can't come. I have no money. And I was like, well, you spend your money on really expensive stuff you don't need. And this show isn't, it's like $10 to come and like gas money. And you knew about this for months. You literally like saw me going over my like script, and you saw me rehearsing, and he was like my only friend that didn't come. And I was living with him.
You lived with him?
He's not like a boyfriend or anything, just like a roommate.
So they were roommates, and you live with them. And so that means he didn't come, but you saw him later.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. To see him at home.
I came home and he was like, how was it? And he goes, I'll come to your next show. And I was like, that might never happen.
Of course you will. Of course. There's always the next date show situation.
Right. There's always another one.
Right. Absolutely.
But what I need from you is in the now.
So which one of these you said that? So number three, and I'm going to go over to three again. So I have the stereotypical, which is the first, right?
Like the Phoebe.
Phoebe type. And then the overcaring flake, right? And that's the person who just usually the ghost, because they're so emotionally overcome with the thought of letting you down. They completely let you down.
Yeah.
And then the apathetic flake.
Yeah.
The one who's kind of just lacks any kind of empathy and lacks in more kind of like self-obsessed with, well, this is what's going on in my life today, despite what I told you a month ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? That kind of takes precedent. And you said you don't like the third, you don't like the most, right?
Yeah. That one, that guy I like. Actually, that guy I'm still friends with, but it's on a very
So you like him as a person, but you dislike that type the most, you say?
He's okay in like spurts, rather.
So he has good streaks. Like, man, he showed up for the last three events.
No, I didn't.
He showed up for none of those
events. Honestly, his dog's really cute. That's the only
thing. So that's what makes him like likable type situation.
His dog's just so gosh darn. I mean,
but he's up in North, right?
He's
in New York?
Fun. That kind of person is very fun to be around because they know how to present themselves in the best way, and they know how to make themselves. He was somebody that I only lived with him for a couple months. Because it was sort of like a sublet situation, that when I first went with him, I was like, I'm so excited. He's so fun. And I always have fun, you know, good time when I'm with him.
Did you only know him in that context? You never knew him before that?
We worked together.
Okay.
So I met him from work.
Okay.
But we didn't work together that often. And then we would go out together sometimes. And he was always really fun. But then when you live with someone, you get to know them. And I sort of saw this person, he was pretending to be break down. And I sort of saw the walls sort of crack and I could see everything inside and it wasn't. My friends and I literally took a quiz for him, an online quiz to see if he was a sociopath. They said he had sociopathic tendencies.
Wow.
He's just like this person specifically doesn't necessarily have to be the third person. The third person isn't usually this bad.
Okay. So the third person doesn't usually have sociopathic tendencies.
No, but this person did. But they can, though. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say they're not always low empaths, but this guy really was a low empath.
Wow, a low empath. I'm learning a lot of stuff right now, Rachel. New words. Being broken down to me.
The more you know.
So we, how we got on the subject too, one of the reasons I really wanted to rant on the subject, and with the three that you gave me, I'm kind of wondering as I go over kind of like, you know, my notes and things that I kind of wanted to discuss in this episode. I'm kind of wondering now going back where they fit, you know, like where do they fit in these? I wonder these situations fit into these three situations, because I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday and the flakiness in general, it manifests itself in different ways, like in from a business to personal, from friendship to like you were talking about to relationships and stuff like that. You know, you can have some people can have family members that are like this. Say they're going to show up to every family event and find a reason to conveniently not show up to any of them.
My friend who is the flaky one.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, thinking about it now, I think they can all be equally bad, because if you're looking at it, depends how you want to look at it philosophically. If you're looking at it for like the reasons why it happens, it's not as bad. But if you're looking at it for like in a sort of utilitarian way, where it's like, well, what's the end effect? They can all have equally bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Effects.
Well, to me, they all suck. I'm going to be 100% out here. But I get where Rachel personally might feel like one sucks more for her. Like, cause everybody's different. Everybody has one that like, man, I really don't like
but
that
it's because
one.
Of who you have in your life, I think.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
My friend who's flaky, when we graduated from college, my other friend was having, she's from the Bronx. She was having a party.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a pretty nice party for her. Like her cousins were there and her parents were there and her parents were paying for like per seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her I would be there. And I was living
at the party.
Okay. And I was living in Long Island at the time and had to come in and go to the Bronx, which is a bit of a schlep, as my people say, a bit of a schlep. But I told her I would be there. So I was there. And then our other friend, who's this flaky guy, said he would be there. And
the same flaky guy that you were referencing, like the guy that you live with, or just
back in New York. Okay. This is the Phoebe guy.
Okay. Okay.
Who said
the stereotypical,
the pizza guy.
Okay.
He said he was going to be there when I got pizza.
Okay.
But we knew he was flaky. So we were like, are you going to be there? And my friend Marissa, she's from the Bronx, solid accent. She goes, my parents are paying for a seat. So you got to be there and not be there because my parents are paying per person. So there's going to be a plate for you. So if you're saying you got to be there, you got to be there.
Yeah, no doubt. I know all about that too.
And him and I was like, okay, the day before I was like, hey, let's meet up at Penn Station and go together. And he was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I get to Penn Station and I call him and I'm like, hey, where you at? No answer.
Like he didn't answer the phone at all. Like voicemail?
Overslept. And then I go there by myself. Mind you, the trains are not working well that day. So I had to take a lift. Like it was annoying because none of the trains were working. And I'm there and I've been there for like an hour and he finally calls me and he's like, okay, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. And I'm like, okay. And then 45 minutes later, I tell my friend Marissa, I'm like, he's on his way. 45 minutes later, he says, I'm still at home. The trains are all screwed up.
You gotta be kidding me.
The trains are all screwed up. There's no way I can get there in time.
No.
And I was like,
my God.
Can I use profanity?
Yes, this is family programming. We will mute it out for you.
All right, you twat.
Oh, wow, goodness gracious. That's like worse than profanity right there. That's like one step. That's explicit.
He's a good friend. Like he was a good friend. He still is kind of like a good friend, but you know, that was her parents are paying for that. That was really, that sucks.
So did you have to like, do you feel like people, when they do stuff like that, you should be stand up and offer some money for what that loss
was. He didn't offer shit.
So tell me something. How much was it like expensive or was it? Like,
I don't know.
So you don't know how much per seat it was.
No, I don't know. I don't think it was that expensive, but.
I mean, at least you could just offer something to be like, hey, I didn't show up. I know this is on me. I know that you told me ahead of time what the, kind of what it was.
Yeah.
So then I can be like, flaky stand people, up
that's
stuff.
The thing. Flaky people don't think of it. It's not like we think of it and we're like, how could you not do it?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So we're mad at them for like, because we think that they think of it and then just go, nah, I'm not going to do that. No, he just like, it's just air in his head. You know, he just didn't even think about it.
So he's on to the next day, on to the next thing.
Oh, yeah. He's like, all right, well, maybe tonight I'll go get, you know, like Subway for dinner. And
wow. What is going on? He's like,
well, I'm hungry because I missed that meal I was supposed to have at that event.
Well, you know, me personally, I feel like this like perpetual flakiness, I feel like it comes across in all aspects of life. And I told you about my theory here, and I kind of will go on a rant here because this is a subject that just so irritates me so much. And we were going to talk about something else totally different. And then this took over last night when my friend called me about a flaky, flaky client that he had. And
please go ahead.
So the thing is there's my theory on this is that there are certain people, and I'm going to break it down from business and then I'm going to do like personal. Okay. Let's break it down to a couple categories. Sure. So with the business situation, And this is actually how this kind of came up with me last night. I'm talking to a friend who had a potential customer who was asking him a million questions about a product he was selling. Asked him a million questions. And in his end result was, man, I don't know if this person actually wants to purchase anything. You know, like he just asked me a million questions over and over and over and over again. And he's like, some of them are the same. And this is over a period of like a month. And then at the end of the conversation, the guy still kind of made it seem like, well, I'm gonna buy it, but if you take my money, then it's on you. Mm-hmm. Like he still felt like, and my friend took a lot of offense to that. He's like, I'm not a thief. I've answered every single question that you had over the past couple months about this. Okay, so the situation. I place that into a certain sense of flakiness, but maybe not to the definition that you may have had here, Rachel. I'm looking at kind of like the definitions that you, the three that you kind of broke it down to. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt like this is a situation where people are so scared to kind of get out of a certain comfort zone. Like he's not necessarily being a flake, like not showing up, mm-hmm. but it's kind of a situation where you're being flaky on the purchase. Like you probably were. I feel like you got to be talked out of that comfort zone, so to speak. And if you're a person who's selling something, because I used to have a store in Mississippi, and we used to have people come in, and we saw my partner used to always tell me, he'd say, hey, the person that comes in and asks the most question is probably just wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's where the flakiness kind of comes in, because it's all time wasting at the end of the day. You know, when it comes to flakes, and why I really do not like them, no matter how they're broken down, it's a time thing, Rachel. Like, I don't like my time being wasted, and I'm very cognizant of that with other people's time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I agree with it, but I don't think that the comfort zone thing is a generational thing.
It's not. It's not just a generational thing. I don't think any of this, I don't think is boils down to a generation, mm-hmm. because these people are a lot older. If anything, these people are older than you. they're a part of a generation that's this particular portion of flakiness. I would have to say, if anything, if we were to take that back to generational, Rach, I would say probably the only, even with your definition, maybe it's just a third. And I can't even say that that's just you guys.
I think it's a people thing. I think it's hard for people to reach out of their comfort zone. It's hard for people to take responsibility, and it's hard for people to spend money. Like, money is not something that people necessarily have excess of. And so you want to make sure that when you're spending it, it's something that you feel is really worthwhile, and it's a risk to do that. And that's something you can't get back. And taking risks is hard. It's really hard for me to reach out of my comfort zone. Like coming here was not out of my comfort zone at all. I've done a podcast before. I love talking. I like listening. I love topics. I'm totally.
So that was very easy for you.
Yeah. And the scariest thing is like, you know, coming to a stranger's place and, mm-hmm. and hoping they don't kill you. But
yeah, right.
But I sensed you weren't going to.
Right. Absolutely.
And I had my friend text me and be like, are you okay?
Did you actually make it here? I do that for like bad, like I had bad to, dates though. That's the whole different context.
I would say for me personally, the most coming out of my comfort zone was like dating. I've never dated before. This is the first year that I was like, all right, I'm really tired of being single.
At like what, 23? Wow. Never dated so before. Like not even like in during like no, so no high school or college or anything like that. None of that.
And then I've been like, you know, and it was a long time that I was not going to go on apps. I was like, I don't like it. It feels so superficial, but that's the only way that like people are meeting now. People don't meet in person anymore for the most part.
Why do you think that is?
Because we are so focused, because you know what it is? I've had so many guys that I know say something like they meet a girl online or they meet a girl in person and things are going well and they really like her and maybe like the sex is good and they get along really well. But then they say like, well, you know, there's hotter people out there. It's the idea that you have the world at your fingertips. No doubt. So actually you have nobody at your fingertips.
Absolutely. I can definitely agree with that. So what I'm going to do is let me wrap up the business and then I'm very interested because I want you to hold that thought because I kind of want to go into the personal kind of, and that's a good segue for that. Yeah. When it comes to people making purchases and stuff like that, and I'll give you the example of going to the store. Mm-hmm. You go to the store. Okay.
What store am I going to?
You're going to a convenience store. Let's say a bodega because you're from New York. That's what they say. They call them bodegas.
Are they all bodegas?
Or are they
No, they're not. We have CVS's.
So what makes a convenience store and a bodega a bodega?
Like, a bodega is usually like a really small shop. Okay. It's like privately owned.
So let's go
It has
there.
No specific name other than bodega.
Let's go. Let's do that because I feel like this person's got more. This is an example more for them because when me and my friend had a computer store, it was just me and him. It was a small. It wasn't like a micro center or anything like that. So, you go into a bodega, you see a Coke there. Okay. Coke.
I usually buy Diet Coke.
Okay. So let's do Diet Coke. Perfect. You see a Diet Coke there and you say, you go to owner and say, that Diet Coke, is it cold? Owner says, yes. How old is it? Is it past expiration date? Owner says, no, it's good. Well, when did it get delivered? We got it yesterday. Okay. Was it like a distributor? Or did somebody bring it by? Or
what did the delivery guy look what did like?
Okay. And you said it got delivered yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just checking. Just to make sure. How much was it? Is that like with tax or?
It's $4.
Okay. It's a lot. And if you take my $4 and this Coke is past the expiration date, it's kind of on you, bro. You kind of just jerked me around there. So if that's a person I'm talking about more right. So than a person making a educated purchasing decision. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That person, do they really want the Diet Coke?
They can't make up their mind.
You're kind of the time that I'm spending explaining this to you. It's wasting the time of the person. Let's say Rachel is standing behind this person and she already has her Diet Coke in hand and she just wants to buy her Diet Coke and get out of here.
Let me put this forward. By the way, $4 is a lot for Diet Coke.
I'm not sure what those New York prices are about.
That's the price in Australia, actually.
For a Diet Coke?
Yeah, like waters and sodas and stuff like that. And if you go to a vending machine in Australia, it's $4.
Is it $4?
That's because their dollar is so much higher than ours. It's like worth more. Because so you have the minimum wage.
You're talking about like exchange rates and all that stuff.
Yeah,
the
minimum wage is so much higher that everyone, like their dollar is just more. So things cost more, but people generally make more. That's why. So like it's sort of equivalent if you think about how much money people make.
Absolutely.
But if you're an American going to an Australian vending machine and you're like a $4 soda and I'm real cheap, I won't even buy like a $2 soda. This was free, thankfully. Soda you gave
many
me.
More of those coming your way there, yeah. Rachel.
All right. I'll be back.
So that's kind of like what I was getting at with I guess the business type of flakiness. And if you're a small business owner, you've seen these people a lot. Like they want to be assured, then they want to be reassured of the assurance that you've already made to them. You know what I mean? And they're kind of wishy-washy and they're kind of they're wasting your time and they're wasting the time of people who are just ready to make a purchase and get on with their life.
I mean, I can tell you as a server, a good salesman can get you across that line. Because I have
tables, that threshold
I have
there?
Tables all the time that are like, oh, I don't know if I want to spend more money on this more expensive bottle of wine. And like what I say is like, yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. I don't lie. I'm always honest. I'm like, it's higher cost, but it's a much like the higher cost is for a reason. It's a higher quality bottle of wine. If you want to taste it, we could taste it and see what you think. So like, for example, we have two Pinot Noirs. One of them is really cheap and really light and not great quality. The other one is our most expensive glass, but it's way better.
I'm not like a sommelier or a wine connoisseur.
Well, I hate red wine.
I mean, I'll drink wine. I'm just not good at distinguishing how good. I can drink $2 Chuck all day and call it.
There you go. Me too. Right, box wine is my favorite. Yeah, box Pinot Grigio. My friends call sugar water. But, you know, and then by the time that you have them taste it, they're usually on board. Because what you're saying is true. It is a higher. It's more expensive for a reason. But the person might be someone who doesn't care about wine. And then they're like, no, I have a lot of time. People are like, no, I'll just go with the first one. I'm like,
yeah, it's
works
me.
For me.
It's me all day right yeah, there.
Which is fine.
Because I can't really distinguish the taste.
What's more important than upselling is to get someone something they like. So
right. Something that's kind of for them.
Because odds are if they like it, they'll get another one.
So I'm going to transition this here into kind of something that you were going with here. And we call this. So I was calling this episode Lando Flakes.
Sure.
Because I was talking to my friend yesterday. I was like, man, there should just be an area where we could send all the flakes and they can all waste each other's time.
An island somewhere?
You know, I feel like there's a lot of space like North Dakota and South Dakota. I feel like they have a lot of land still available. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like flakes should be uncomfortable. Let's make them comfortable.
Let's give them some big land.
I'm not inhumane here.
Give them like a nice pillow. I feel pillow. Like
there should be an area where flakes can go to and waste each other's time. Nothing will ever get done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Do you think that if a flake came across another flake that they would be annoyed?
Yeah,
by them
absolutely.
Not showing up? Or do you think they'd be like, oh, they didn't want to cancel the plans? Perfect. I'm going
home. I feel like it depends on if we use your flake theory. I feel like your number three and your number two would kind of
be that
like,
would be disastrous.
Because the thing is, it's like your number two is super. Your number three is apathetic, right? Your number two is over caring. Like, are they canceling each other out?
Like, right. It might
how
like,
is that working?
You know, person two might be like, oh gosh, I told this person I can make plans with them, but like. Oh God, my mom, we have to go to family dinner and I haven't seen my dad in forever. And oh God, I don't know. And then person three is like, oh man, I forgot. And then the thing is that neither of them communicate.
They never let
they
each
just,
other know. So the
date
life
just doesn't
on.
Happen.
Nothing has
they
existed
just, like,
in either
go
one
on
of their
with
lives.
Their, the rest of their lives. Yeah.
So we touched on it a little bit a second ago. So I kind of definitely want to go into this, the more relationship portion of this. And I know that you said that you have just started to venture into the world of online dating apps, yeah. Dating in general. Mm-hmm. And
we'll do a whole other episode on
yeah,
dating.
Which we will definitely do that. One of the things that I find very interesting in this world is the whole it's flaking on a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and you, maybe you have a number twos in there, but just definitely a lot of ghosting. I don't feel like, I can only speak from a guy perspective because I date women. I don't know.
Right.
Well, but I'm pretty sure women, from what I read, experience a lot of this themselves. They experience a lot of, guys just not calling, guys just saying, oh, whatever type situation, or guys saying that they're going to, call and do not. So I felt like that's very loud outside. Is that like grass cutting right there?
Wait,
there we go. We're back.
Sorry, that was just my phone vibrating.
So it's something that hopefully you never experience. Hopefully you jump into this situation, Rachel, and it is beautiful for you. And you have no flakers whatsoever.
I've been dating for a little bit.
So you,
have you already had
flakers already?
Yes. I've had ghosts.
Okay.
I've ghosted.
Oh no.
I had one that was like an equal ghost. We were both like, "Ooh, this is not gonna work out," and we both just kind of that was most recent. I met this guy, I matched with him on Bumble.
Okay, nice.
And then this was a while ago, this was a couple months ago, and we were talking like all night.
I like how you said a while ago and a couple months ago. That young people do that.
It was
like, man,
it's
forever
it was
ago.
Forever
it was like
ago
weeks.
It was last night. It was a couple months ago. It was a while ago. Okay. A couple months ago. And and then I was like, all right, let's meet in person. And he was like making excuses. He had literally just moved to Atlanta like that week. So
how long
like,
had y'all been like talking?
I don't like to wait long, to be honest.
Me neither.
I don't want to wait. I don't want to talk with
you
for a week.
Out.
If we're talking one night and we were talking till like 4 a.m, then I'm like, all right, let's meet in person. And to
no
be fair,
doubt.
9 out of 10 times, I'm the person to say, let's meet in person. Because I don't.
I don't.
Right. I was talking
I'm so with you.
To yeah. this guy on Tinder. And this is the same guy, I guess. And
so was it Bumble or Tinder?
It was Bumble because I'm on both and I hate both. But both are terrible.
So you hated Bumble, so you said, let's double up. That's what Rachel said.
Bumble wasn't working, and I was like, all right, I guess my friend, my neighbor was like, why don't you try Tinder? And
well, you know, Bumble, better, like, but... at least the women, are. Is it like less harassment? Because you got to initiate conversation on Bumble.
No, I have to say I don't get a lot of harassment. I don't get a lot of, like, unsolicited dick pics.
Right.
Luckily, I think I've gotten, like, one on each, but most of the time
that's a low ratio.
No, yeah, very
that's
much not so. Bad. Most of the time what I get are people looking for genuine relationships. Okay. People usually say on their profile if they just want to hook up. Mm. And if that's not what I'm interested for, I just don't. But I haven't gotten a lot of people who've been like, one guy messaged me the other day and just said, sit on my face. So I didn't respond to him. But okay. Nice to know that invitation.
I appreciate an invitation, and I will never. But
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, kind sir.
One guy messaged me once, this whole big monologue about how he's going to be like the best sex I've ever had, and blah blah blah. And I almost just wrote to him like, okay, on the way, and then not do anything. And he's right. Just waiting at his house.
So did you feel like, what was it about his monologue where it didn't strike you as the best sex? Was it like his punctuation? Was he not using correct grammar? Because clearly
you looked at it and was like,
I'm just not going to.
I prefer a relationship. I don't want to just meet someone and hook up. That's not for me. But no, I met this. So this guy and I were talking for a while and I was like, let's
meet. At this point you were like, how long, we say a while, because you said it was a couple months ago. How long were you guys actually talking before?
Just literally that night. I'm sorry.
I mean, well, it depends though. Cause let me tell you something, Rachel. That's not bad depending on how long y'all talked.
No, we talked for a couple hours.
If you talked throughout the night, then that's different. Cause with the nature of apps, sometimes you could talk to somebody throughout
a week, but it's twice.
But it's like, exactly.
This was probably from like, maybe 9:30 to like definitely 4.
On
I remember
phone
going
or
to bed.
Via like the app, just texting back and forth.
Just texting. Okay. And then I was like, let's meet. And he kept making up excuses. So I was like, okay, you know what? Cause he was like, I'm new here. I'm trying to find a job. And I was like, all right, you have my stuff. If you want to contact me, you can. And then a couple months later, turns out we're part of the same Frisbee League. And there's like a Facebook group.
Man, we will be discussing that.
We can talk some ultimate.
Frisbee League. Wow. I've learned a lot of stuff today, Rachel.
I like to think myself as a teacher. And he messaged me out of nowhere and was like, hey, you're in the same Frisbee League. And so we started talking again and I was like, all right, like so do you want to meet up? And he was like, yeah, let's meet up. And then I was like, okay, this was a Tuesday. And I was like, are you free Thursday? And he was like, they usually schedule me nights. And I was like, you don't know your work schedule for 2 days from now?
That's a little suspect. That's a red flag. Right, absolutely.
Okay, let's play count the red flags.
Right.
So that was one. Right. And then I was like, okay, what about Saturday? And then he was like, oh, no, not this Saturday. How about next Saturday? And I was like, fine.
So at this point, where are we at? Are we like 10 days out here for the next Saturday?
Yeah, like a week and a half. And I was like, all right, I got you down on the schedule. Like, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. Let's do it.
Okay.
And then we sort of are talking
throughout the time, like in
every
the time.
Couple days, but it's always started by me.
You're initiating. All
I'm
contact.
Always initiating. And he starts having this like philosophical conversation, sort of what we're talking about, how flaky everyone is and apathetic. And I was like, I don't need to have this conversation over like a dating app. We can do it in person. Sure.
We can. Let's actually have a conversation.
But I don't
want
to have this over Bumble. That's
no
not
doubt.
Interesting to me.
I agree.
This like pseudo philosophical conversation that like
taking place via text.
Right. You can have it in person and really go out like you and I are, but I don't need to have it over text.
No doubt.
And then we were sort of talking and then this is very much about my preference.
Okay.
So I was the only one activating the conversation. I was the only one like really starting anything. And then one day it was like a Sunday and we were talking, I was talking about how I couldn't go to Frisbee and he was like, yeah, you know, like I wanted to go to church and I'm so bummed that I couldn't. And I can't date someone that's very religious because mm-hmm. I'm very not religious. Mm-hmm. And I could be friends with people that are religious. That's fine.
Absolutely.
But dating someone is such a...
That's just not your preference.
Right.
Right.
I don't believe in certain things. Mm-hmm. And dating someone who does believe in those certain things would be... There'd be a lot of arguments. And that's just not... I don't think that's going to work.
Okay.
So I literally was like, oh, I literally said it to my friend and she goes... Yeah, that's not going to work.
So was this before you guys were supposed to meet
this
up?
This was like still a week before we're supposed
okay,
to meet
so you,
up.
Yeah, you got plenty of runway to cancel
so my,
that
So I was
situation.
Like, God, what do I do? And my roommate said, he goes, hey, you got two options. One, you ghost him, which kind of sucks. Or two, you just say like, hey, man, it's not going to work out. You don't even have to say why. Just gonna be like, hey man, it's not gonna work out.
I don't think it's gonna work out.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And then he said 9 out of 10 times he's gonna respond with, okay, thanks for letting me know.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. Neither of us messaged the other one, and then neither of us went to the date. So, because we never had like a specific time. So tell me something.
When Saturday came, there was no correspondence. No correspondence. I'm sorry. When Friday came, was there anything to confirm Saturday?
No.
Like, so by the time, because me personally, if I'm talking to a person, for one, this would never happen to me because we're going to meet the next couple of days and it's either going to be there or it's not. And it's time to move on or, you know, move forward, whichever you decide to do.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, though, is if you get to Friday and there's no
correspondence at all.
Hey, are we good tomorrow?
Right.
Or I care about my time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I need to know.
We also didn't make like a time. We weren't like, we're going to meet at 7 o'clock. We were just like, we're going to meet Saturday.
So there was no place or time.
There was a place, but there was no time. So it was very easy to get out of it when neither of us were.
Well, it doesn't sound like either one of you were super engaged anyway.
No. It was very clear that it wasn't going to work. And I was like, I could go on the date and have it be awkward and then feel like I owe him something, or I could just kind of.
So that's your ghost. That's the one when you said you ghosted.
I also ghosted somebody.
Oh my. So let's dig into that because that's what I do not like right there, Rachel. So what was Rachel's ghosting story?
I went on this date with this guy and the whole thing was weird.
So you met him. How did you meet him?
Tinder, Bumble or Tinder, one of the two. And he was like, we had talked to him and I was like, all right, he had asked me out. And
said like we should go out.
And he was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, oh, I live near Pont City Market and they have like a rooftop where we can like go mini golf and stuff.
It's awesome.
And play games. And that sounds fun. That sounds like a fun date, even if the guy's a dud.
Right.
And he was like, okay, cool. And then the day of, he was like, so I don't have a car. I live 45 minutes out. And basically Uber is going to be really expensive right now.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So he was like, can we meet somewhere in the middle?
Okay.
And I was like, all right, that's fine.
Well, wait a second. Let's stop there, ladies and gentlemen. You actually responded to that.
Yeah, I didn't ghost him yet.
Goodness gracious.
There's a whole story.
So
about
you're already a trooper. Okay, so continue.
So we meet somewhere in the middle. We met at this mall. I want to say, I don't remember where. Maybe like 20 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Okay.
We met at this mall. And I hate malls. I don't think malls are good for dates. I think they're awful and I don't like going to them normally. And
I mean,
I don't want to go
like
on a
walking
date.
Around a JCPenney or a department store like
what
that.
Are we gonna
I
do?
Mean, I mean, I don't know exactly where
I
you
I can't
guys
think
went
of a
there.
Worse date than going to the mall.
Okay.
So we got to this mall and I was like, what do you
where
want
did y'all
to
meet?
Do?
Like the food court?
Yeah, at the food court.
Okay. You have to.
That's literally the only place.
Right.
And he was like, oh, I know this like bar near here that we can go to if you want to drive. So now I'm kind of chauffeuring him around a little bit.
So, but you agreed to that.
I still went. I was
Rachel,
like,
Rachel, still a trooper.
Still a trooper. Okay. I am a nothing if not. And we go to this bar that's like 10 minutes from where he lives. And he keeps going like, well, if you want, like we can go back to my place and I can make us some cheap drinks. And I'm like, no, let's go to this bar.
Yeah,
and
no
I'm like,
doubt.
What? So what happened to your car? And he was like, I had a car. I lost my license. Like he got his license taken away from like too many tickets or something.
Were they DUIs?
Like, not DUIs.
Just tickets in general.
Is what he told me. Do I know that that's the truth? I don't know.
I don't
Here's
know.
Some more red flags.
Yeah, multiple have presented themselves.
Right. All red flags. So I just go right through the red flags. I'm like, oh, is that a red flag in my back mirror? Didn't even notice. Didn't even see it. So we go to this bar. And of course, he doesn't have any sort of ID. So I'm not hungry. And I'm the only one ordering drinks. And I got a cider. And then I was like, okay, we'll just drink this. And I don't know. We start talking and there's like a game room in the back. We're playing darts. And one of the first things he says to me is he goes, oh, so have you ever had sex on the beach? And I was like,
like the drink?
The drink. And he goes, no, like sex on the beach.
Oh.
And then I was like, can't say I have. And he was like, yeah, it's really sandy. It's not fun. And in my head, I'm like, all right, so this guy is like proving to me that he like had sex and he knows what he's doing and blah, 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 blah.
Is that all it took? Just that one mention?
Well, no. And then he started talking about like sexcapades he's had. And I
okay,
was like,
in general, like that led down the rabbit hole.
Right.
So
and I was like, I get it. You've done it a lot. It's not that interesting. And we start talking about like dates that we've both gone on and stuff. And he's coming off as very obnoxious. I'm not particularly enjoying it. And we go.
But up to this point, you had been, because you had went from one place to the next.
No, I hadn't really been
enjoying. So even at the mall, you weren't enjoying his presence.
I can tell you, honestly, I wasn't attracted to him from the get-go.
Oh,
but
wow.
I am not attracted to a lot of people. So I was like, maybe if I spend more time with him, I'll really like his personality.
He'll grow on me type situation.
Maybe, which doesn't really ever happen.
It never happened.
But I was like, I'm already on the date. Like, let's give it a shot.
Absolutely.
I was trying to push myself out of my comfort zone.
Okay, which we have discussed.
And then, This is like one of the first things he says to me, by the way. The first things he says to me are, I don't have my license because my car got taken away. And then I've had sex on the beach and other sex capades. And I was like, great.
You can hear about my many other if you're interested.
I was like, all right, let's do something that doesn't involve talking. Let's play some game. Let's play some darts and stuff.
Okay.
We play a whole thing of darts. And then afterwards he's like, we can go to my house and I'll make more drinks. And I was like,
oh, yeah, just never do that.
I was like, you know what? Fine. And I made it clear. I was like, I made it clear.
You actually went, Rachel?
I said, I'm not going to hook up. Like, nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to have drinks.
God.
I said that to him.
Rachel, what are you?
And he said, yeah, that's kind of what I expected. Like, you didn't seem like the type. So we can just like go have drinks and hang out. And I was like, okay. And then I go over there and hang out with him and his roommate. And we're just kind of chilling there for a while. And it's actually like, it's okay. Oh, while we're leaving
the bar,
he starts. He did this really obnoxious thing where he was like, some guy drove up to the place we were eating and had like a sticker on the back of his car for like a team he didn't like. And he was like, that team sucks.
He said it to the guy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, this guy is so obnoxious.
but Rachel, I got to play devil's advocate here. You signed up for more of this.
Because you know what? I was
more concentrated form.
I know. I was really trying to like give this guy a chance.
Okay.
And then we actually had like an okay time at his place. We were like talking and stuff, but it still wasn't
fun.
Yeah. I was like,
was it more fun than the mall?
Yeah, but
the mall was at the bottom.
Right. The mall. We were at the mall for like a second. And okay. I was like, let's go.
That was like your meeting place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I left because I couldn't drink anymore and still drive home.
Right.
And B, I needed to get out of there. That was my excuse. I was like, yeah, I can't drink anymore. I'm going to drive home. Bye.
So how long were you there at his place? Because it sounds to me, when you think about, I'm not sure how much time, but it sounds to me, Rachel, you spent a considerable amount of time.
And then
time
he was like, do you
want to
go into
person?
My bedroom and I can play you guitar? And I was like, no.
No, what?
Are you going to play me like, and by the way, this is Wonderwall.
What? Okay.
I'm not 14 years old. That doesn't interest me.
So, okay. You leave.
I
take it he corresponds with you.
He corresponds with me and he's like, hey, let's do it again sometime. And I didn't really respond because I didn't.
You didn't really respond?
I didn't respond. And then like a week later, he texted me again and he was like, I don't know. I feel like we had a really good time. And I was actually in New York at this point. I had gone back home to visit.
Okay.
And he was like, I feel like we had a really good
time.
But
the date took place down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, I feel like we had a really good time. And like, I'm just like, I give it one more shot. And then I said, I was like with some of my girlfriends and I was like, man, should I respond to this guy? And they were like, yeah, probably. But then we went out and then we were drinking and then I forgot. And then it was the next day. And I was like, oh man, I never responded to that guy. And
Did
they
you
were
feel
like,
you had missed your response window. Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
And then my friends were like, yeah, it's too late. And I was like, I don't know. I felt really bad about it. I was like, I feel like I owe him something. And my friends kind of convinced me out of it. They were like, you don't owe him anything, which is true. I don't really owe him anything, but it would have been decent. I agree too. Respond. And my when I did that, I can tell you that why. I can tell you it's the anxiety thing. It's the not wanting to hurt people's feelings.
So you were in number two.
Yeah. I think most times people ghost, most times it's a number two. Sometimes it's the, oh, I didn't like this person and I just don't want to deal with that. But, and like, I don't, the flakiness of maybe a number one or a number three. But I think most of the time it's a number two that people just don't know how to, we have easy outs. And when you give people easy outs, they take them, even though it's really bad for society.
Well, I've definitely heard a lot. I've heard this a lot. And the thing is for me personally, I think that there's always I feel like people should always send a text. And let me tell you why. And let me kind of agree with your friends and then show you both sides of this coin. For one, you never owe anybody anything. Mm. You don't. It is what it is. You don't owe them anything, But a lot of times there's a lot of things that we don't have to do. Like my daughter would say certain things to me. I'm like, well, if she doesn't want to go to work or something, like, well, you don't have to go to work. Just be poor and homeless.
Right.
You don't have to. You know what I mean?
So I'm not going to pay for you.
You don't. Right. Like you, there's nothing that you have to do.
Right.
But the difference between people is what you choose to do. Mm-hmm. That's like the difference. You know what I mean? That's like what makes a person either great or just good. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you're not it's not criminal for you to not respond. Like, it's not like the end of the world. You know what I mean?
I do feel bad about it. I'm not happy with what I did.
I would say with certain people, I definitely feel like you should, but I feel like a lot of times in this particular case too, you also had extreme patience. Like, you had way more patience in this whole situation.
But you would say that I was like leading him on when I was just trying to give him a chance.
I wouldn't say that you were leading him on, because nothing that you said gave that perspective.
I didn't want to go to his room and watch him play guitar.
Right. So a situation like it doesn't come off to me. Right. And I don't like the whole leading you on situation. Don't misinterpret people's intentions. Ask, be direct. You know what I mean? Ask what people's intentions are versus like, cause I think a lot of ladies feel that. Will feel that, and some guys will try to use that line, but I feel like it's a line. I feel like it's a sense of logic.
Some women are like, I really like you as a friend, and guys are like, okay, I'll be your friend, and then they're like, you were leading me on, and we're like, well, I told you that I was just being your friend.
Well, you know, I feel like a lot of people, so where we're the same here, because you also touched on another subject when you were talking about the whole people being on these sites and their perpetual pen pal nature. Mm-hmm. There needs to be another site for these people, and it needs to be called Just Looking. That's what the site needs to be called.
I'm just grazing.
Let's just, because it's one word.
Should we start an app?
One word apps are in. We need to call grazing. It grazing. That's it. And it'll look cool. Like, we'll do like a little cool thing for it.
That sounds like a gay men's app.
Really?
Kind grazing. Because isn't that what they used to call it? Like grazing the field,
I don't know.
Maybe I'm making that up. we can start grazing and see if it'll just mostly gay men.
It'll be people that are, we just writing each other for a week at a time and never having any intentions of actual meeting up. Because people, I think that falls into what I was saying before, people being too scared to live their life, too scared to jump out of there.
Fall in love. And meet in person, and that's your rom-com right there.
I guess that would have to be, and it would be such a fascinating movie because it never happens. It'd be a super very unrealistic movie. I just don't understand it. I feel like where I would wrap this up, because I know we have to wrap up here pretty soon, is I feel like, Rach, is that at the end of the day, the reason why I would say that you should send these people off to some place by themselves is so they can start wasting the rest of our time. Like, our time is being wasted, Rach. Like, you just said it yourself. You said, listen, I don't want to talk to you forever. I don't want to have philosophical text conversations with you. Let's get on with it, is what you're saying, right? And that's kind of what it comes down to. And that's why with the flake situation, whether it's business. And remember when we first met and I said, listen, Rach, like the only two things I hate is somebody who is a liar and somebody who wastes my time.
No, you know I don't remember you saying that at all.
Those two.
I got it.
And the thing is about the second one, Rach, is because if I have, let's say I schedule and say, hey, Rach can come in. I know that for a fact that I can get her in on Tuesday and we can do something. Mm-hmm. And then I talk to her, I meet a person, they're like, oh yeah, well, you know, any day is good. And then I book them for Tuesday.
Any day is good is never a good response.
Never good, right? And that's what I've kind of fell for. They'll be like, oh yeah, I know, hit me up and all that stuff. And then you plan that actual time. Now, you haven't just wasted my time. They've wasted mine and your time because I could have got somebody else in here. I think when we talk about the number two, the overcaring flake, I think that's where a lot of this comes down to, is that, listen, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The big deal is the non-communication. Mm-hmm. Your non-communication has become the deal that you thought this was. You know what I mean? Like in the beginning, I guess, but they had the non-communication because they feel like it's going to be a big deal if they communicate. Mm-hmm. So they don't do anything. And now, guess what? It's become a bigger deal because you just didn't communicate whatsoever.
Yeah.
You could have just easily been like, I can't make it. And guess what? A person's either going to schedule another activity, schedule another person. They move on with their
lives.
People
are used to it at this point.
You know,
unfortunately.
They move on with their lives. It's not that huge of a deal here. Just to end too on your situation here, because I find that very funny. I find a guitar in the bedroom very funny. Like, I find it funny, very funny he even said that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you even see what kind of, was
it
like an acoustic?
That,
was it like an electric? Did you even peep the guitar game?
It was an acoustic. He gave me a tour of the house.
Did you see leaning up against the wall?
Like, he was like, these are all the paintings that are, he had paintings like everywhere. He was like, these are all the paintings. They're like, they're all framed and have like little names that like nice. A friend of his had.
Yeah, that's more sophisticated.
I know, right? But it felt like faux sophisticated. It felt like he was faux sophistication. Showing off how sophisticated.
Really?
I don't know. The whole thing, his whole thing didn't vibe with me. Maybe it'll vibe with somebody else.
So when you saw the acoustic, you weren't thinking, man, I hope he uses that later.
I was like, God, if he just takes that out. Whips out some, what is that song that goes like, dun, 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 dun. That's like the first chord people learn to play.
Right. And he was like, I can play that for you expertly on this acoustic guitar.
I can play that one chord 5 times.
All right. So, I guess let me end here, because on the most important thing mm-hmm. I feel like people need to take from this show, yeah. and that's the three types of flakes.
The three types of flakes. Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over that again.
Yeah, I would say, if I may, that the same way that you never know how bad of a day a server has had, to always tip well, you never know why someone is being flaky. So give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt and put something more substantial behind it than just they're a flaky person. Because there's other reasons. There's like emotional reasons. There's personality reasons. And odds are you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And also always tip well.
So always tip well. And you never know why a flake is being a flake.
Right.
That's what Rachel's ending on here. And the first is that stereotypical flake who you said is just the cute flake mm-hmm. in Rachel's world, right? That's right. Like the one that's like the cuter
they're
one.
Probably like fun and they're cool to hang out with and they're a good person and they're probably even a good friend. They're just like a little bit flaky.
Okay. And then the overcaring flake, which me personally is like the worst to me. Like I can deal with the third. Mm-hmm. Overcaring is like, because the overcaring flake is like becoming self-manifestation of problems. Like you just yeah. caused yourself but problems by thinking it.
The overcaring person you want to, you want the,
I mean, you root for that flake, but right. they're still wasting
but
your
they're
time.
They're still, yeah.
The third is that apathetic flake, right?
Yeah.
That's Rachel's, that's the one she likes the least, right? Of the three.
Yeah, that's the one I just feel I have the hardest time, because I think the other ones can change and grow. Like someone that is the second one just needs to mature a little bit.
Okay.
And hopefully won't be like that their whole lives and can find that balance in their life. The first person you can find real friendship in, I think it's there. You just kind of gotta
learn how to deal with it.
Deal with it. But right. that one's like the easiest to deal with, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one, because the third one, it's just like, how do you make someone see the world? How do you get them to lift their eyes above themselves?
That takes just general like self-discovery. And I'm not sure and there's much like, you can do with,
right,
about that
yourself.
That's
either like going to happen. Well, I don't think there's much you can do about anything. But that's either like going to happen in their life or it's not.
Okay.
Something's either going to happen to make them wake up or it's just not.
I feel you there. Hmm. All righty. Well, we'll leave it there and we'll be back with you next time. Thank you for listening to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey guys, so I'm starting a podcast. Not a podcast. This is a podcast. I'm starting.
I like how you whisper that though. You
hey say, guys. Hey,
can I
yeah.
Go for it.
Wasn't sure the rules. I am starting it's sort of a web series, but we're gonna see where it's gonna end up. With a friend of mine. It's called We Should Hang Out More.
Do you want to say her name?
Her name is Danielle Glover, but her YouTube name is Star Puppy. So if you go to
Star Puppy,
yeah, she's really cool and really.
Does
funny.
She have a puppy?
No, but she is really good at animation. She does these animated videos and then nice. She also does videos of just herself. And on there you can see the video that we launched for our GoFundMe page. If you guys want to.
And you say that Star Puppy is like the Twitter name, right? Is that
that's the YouTube that,
that's
name.
Like the YouTube. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she has a Twitter, but we have an Instagram and a Facebook. Both are called We Should Hang Out More. On Facebook, it's not so easy to find. So if you go to YouTube and go to Star Puppy and go to her last couple videos, you can find our intro video to our GoFundMe page. And if you want to donate, that's great. If not, just share and like and subscribe, please. And you can watch some of her cool videos there too as well. So once again, that's Star Puppy. And the name is going to be We Should Hang Out More.
What's the name of the web series?
It's called We Should Hang Out More.
So the web series, We Should Hang Out More. And that's also like your social media handles as well.
Yes, for our page. Correct. Okay. Yeah. And just, you know, if you want to donate, that's great. If not, we do have some prizes. We've got like a live Q&A coming up. We have a meet and greet.
Can I come to that Q&A? What is it? What is that like?
If you donate,
can I ask some
questions? If you donate, you can, yeah.
I've got 3 Diet Cokes on the line. Does she drink Diet Coke?
I don't think so.
Oh.
You might have to get some other sodas for her.
We'll get her preferences later and revisit this.
And if not, just like and subscribe.
All right. Thank you. It's been Rachel Winder here, Reggie Johnson, Reg in ATL. We'll talk to you next time.